distinguished for the sweetness of her manners and the gentleness of her disposition than for her beauty. She brought the Marquis one son and two daughters who lost their amiable mother in early childhood. The arrogant and impetuous character of the Marquis operated powerfully upon the mild and susceptible nature of his lady, and it was by many persons believed that his unkindness and neglect put a period to her life. However this might be, he soon afterwards married Maria de Valorno, a young lady eminently beautiful, but of a character very opposite to that of her predecessor. She was a woman of infinite art, devoted to pleasure, and of an unconquerable spirit. The Marquis, whose heart was dead to paternal tenderness, and whose present lady was too volatile to attend to domestic concerns, committed the education of his daughters to the care of a lady completely qualified for the undertaking, and who was distantly related to the late Marchioness. He quitted Mazzini soon after his second marriage for the gaieties and splendour of Naples, whither his son accompanied him. Though naturally of a haughty and overbearing disposition, he was governed by his wife. His passions were vehement, and she had the address to bend them to her own purpose, and so well to conceal her influence that he thought himself most independent when he was most enslaved. He paid an annual visit to the castle of Mazzini, but the Marchioness seldom attended him, and he stayed only to give such general directions concerning the education of his daughters as his pride rather than his affection seemed to dictate. Amelia, the elder, inherited much of her mother's disposition. She had a mild and sweet temper, united with a clear and comprehensive mind. Her younger sister, Julia, was of a more lively cast. An extreme sensibility subjected her to frequent uneasiness. Her temper was warm, but generous, and she was quickly irritated and quickly appeased. And to a reproof, however gentle, she would often weep, but was never sullen. Her imagination was ardent, and her mind early exhibited symptoms of genius. It was the particular care of Madame de Menon to counteract those traits in the disposition of her young pupils which appeared inimical to their future happiness. And for this task she had abilities which entitled her to hope for success. A series of early misfortunes had entended her heart without weakening the powers of her understanding. In retirement she had acquired tranquillity and had almost lost the consciousness of those sorrows which yet threw a soft and not unpleasing shade over her character. She loved her young charge with maternal fondness, and their gradual improvement and respectful tenderness repaid all her anxiety. Madame excelled in music and drawing. She had often forgot her sorrows in these amusements when her mind was too much occupied to derive consolation from books, and she was assiduous to impart to Amelia and Julia a power so valuable as that of beguiling the sense of affliction. Amelia's taste led her to drawing, and she soon made rapid advances in that art. Julia was uncommonly susceptible of the charms of harmony. She had feelings which trembled in unison to all its various and enchanting powers. The instructions of Madame she caught with astonishing quickness, and in a short time attained to a degree of excellence in her favourite study which few persons have ever exceeded. Her manner was entirely her own. It was not in the rapid intricacies of execution that she excelled so much as in that delicacy of taste and in those enchanting powers of expression which seemed to breathe a soul through the sound and which take captive the heart of the hearer. The lute was her favourite instrument, and its tender notes accorded well with the sweet and melting tones of her voice. The castle of Mazzini was a large irregular fabric and seemed suited to receive a numerous train of followers, such as in those days served the nobility either in the splendour of peace or the turbulence of war. Its present family inhabited only a small part of it, and even this part appeared forlorn and almost desolate from the spaciousness of the apartments, and the length of the galleries